Do you know Jesus Christ, for example, was telling about the last times? It means it is something more fearful and horrible, incomparably more horrible than what we are in now. It's not horrible currently, it's hard now, but these are different categories. Jesus Christ, when telling about fearful things, predicting the end of the human history, he was addressing the Christians. When you hear about the wars, about earthquakes, about famine, etc., then, only then, lift up your heads, not bend down, but lift up your heads, because all these are signs of the proximity of the advent of Jesus Christ. It means our happiness, our salvation, our future happiness. This is the proximity of the advent. But we need to go through something, go through hardships to get this. Everyone was telling about this. Remember the Roman saying, through hardships to stars, ad aspera ad astra, and the whole basis of our Christian life stands upon asker. So I stand together, I stand by the hardships. Without the right going through hardships, sorrows, it is impossible to reach the God kingdom. So how do we have to treat these hardships so we always get what we are worthy of? How is it possible? So you're not worthy of the things, so you're so good, worthy of the deeds I get. These were the words of the right bandit who was crucified together with Jesus Christ, and he instantly heard, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So I think that he tolerated paradise being on the cross. The other bandit did not say anything, and he was even vilifying. And so, what happened? So he, in the biggest tortures he endured, these sorrows. So when we encounter such circumstances, we instantly have to remember the crucified Jesus Christ and two bandits. So and decide which cross do we prefer, the left one or the right one? Do we get something worthy of our deeds, or we say, "Why, Jesus Christ, do you punish us? We are sinless." This is the biggest horror. This is the biggest problem of the human soul, when we do not see our crimes, our sins, and we start asking why it happened. God is love. God is reasonable love, and he is like a doctor giving us only the right pills, doing operations, only those operations which we need. He is love, he is not a judge. That's what he is. That is why all the sorrows happening to us, both in private life and in general in the society, are the deeds of God. They are only the deeds of God, and they are our pills, our remedy. That is why when we hear, when we encounter this, the Christians have to say, "Lift up your heads, not bend them down." And what do we see in the gospel? The people, I mean the pagans, those people who do not have this Christian worldview, will be, let's say, they will be shocked by the fear of upcoming disasters. Pay attention. They won't be shocked by the disasters themselves, but by what will happen. But Jesus Christ used to say, don't think about this. I stand by you. I am with you up to the end of the times. So you must know that I will not let anyone suffer without dire needs, and he will not do anything redundant saving a human being. That is how we Christians have to treat the situations, which is just hard but not fearful. And even in this hard situation, we won't treat according to the Christian worldview. What will happen to us when it is even harder? We are Christians, and we must show the examples to those people who are not Christians. We have to show the good examples to help other people to start looking at the things with a Christian point of view. That's what is our mission.